perception where normal. His receiver is a solid-state communications receiver type, Kenwood R1000, and his antenna is an outdoors long wire of 30 meters in length. He gives us details of the program he heard, including the history of Radio Carousel, which I think everybody nearly heard there. And he says, I found your program most enjoyable and hope that I will be available to tune in to your programs regularly in the near future. Wishing you all the best from Robert Olson. Thank you, Robert, for your letter. There again, a reply is in the post to you, and you should have it within the next 7 days. Finally, I want to say hello to our very first USA listener, this gentleman by the name of Greg Bears, and he lives at Waterstown, Connecticut, in the United States of America. Now, impossible as it may seem, Greg Bears is the first gentleman from the United States to receive Radio Rainbow International on 6240 kilohertz, and he actually picked it up in the States. He sent us a tape recording of it, and we were able to verify it correctly. Anyway, he says here, many thanks for your letter, QSL and cassette, which I just received here. I'm glad that you were able to verify my report, despite the fact that I screwed up some of the program details. He says, I suppose I was trying a bit too hard to get specific details like a song title, but I think you understand the difficulty I had in figuring anything out. Now, he says, you might want to investigate whether any European free radio station has ever received an overseas report for reception as late as you were in here. And that would be quite interesting. I think Westside Radio and possibly Radio Dublin would manage to get the United States on the 48-meter band. Anyway, he says, until recently, I would not have believed any European signal could reach the US on 48 meters after 1100 hours, regardless of the power involved. And he says, I've been DXing shortwave for over 10 years. Now, his letter continues. Incidentally, there is currently even less free radio activity here, and when he says here, he means Watertown, Connecticut in the United States, he says, than usual on shortwave. However, the 1615 to 1630 kilohertz medium wave range has been fairly active in the Northeast USA. Some of the stations in this range may be powerful enough to cross the Atlantic under good conditions. And he adds that the best times to check are in UTC, early mornings, usually after 0400 hours, Saturday, Sunday, and Mondays, and holidays, and especially during snowstorms in the United States of America. Snowstorms in New York City area, for some reason. And he says, strangely enough, the most active day on a normal weekend is Monday, late Saturday night here. A good indicator of reception conditions should be transatlantic medium wave and 160-meter amateur reception. He says, well, again, many thanks. I'll be tuning around on 48 meters and we'll let you know if I hear you again. So once again, many thanks to our very first reception report from the United States, Greg Bears of P.O. Box 345, Watertown, Connecticut, USA. And as I may have gathered there, that letter I was reading out to you there was actually a letter in reply to the reception report that I sent off to him a couple of weeks ago. So many thanks indeed going out to Greg for that. And that's it for the listeners' letters for today, or at least that's the three we're reading out on today's program. If you have a comment you'd like to make on free radio, or if you'd like to be included in our free radio show, or indeed if you want to send us a reception report for either our medium wave, our FM, or indeed our shortwave outlets, well, the address is as follows. Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. That's the free radio show. Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. Coming up, 5 minutes of jingles. Yes, folks, it's back again. On AM 1521 kilohertz, FM, and also on shortwave 6240 kilohertz, this is Radio Rainbow International. My life is in the dark. FM and shortwave, this is Radio Rainbow International, that's Taffy, and I love my radio.
Are you a radio enthusiast? Do you spend your spare time listening to the medium wave band? And do you put up with the most dreadful reception because you think it can't be any better? Well, no more. Anorax UK bring you the remarkable medium wave loop frame aerial, a technological breakthrough which has astounded listeners around the world. No more straining to hear what's going on. No more frustrating hours of static and interference. It really is astounding. This modern radio wonder is available exclusively through Anorax UK and costs a mere £20. So why put up with this? When you can have this.
Jump on it. That is Kevin Johnson and the Bandwagon. Goes back to 1968. I'm sorry, I just don't remember.
Right, for further details of the amazing medium wave loop frame aerial to the exclusive suppliers, Anorax UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, England. That address again, Anorax UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, in England. Now you can listen to the world perfectly.
Radio Rainbow International.
And it's the Free Radio Show. This is Free Radio Show, by the way, number 45. I think a little bit earlier on in the show I said 35, but I meant to say 45. Never mind, we've got 5 minutes of jingles coming your way on our program, and I'll bet you're glad we're back bringing you more and more Free Radio jingles. Well, on today's program, we have Free Radio Show listener Ronald McGill of Hasland, Chesterfield, Derby in England, to thank for our 5 minutes of jingles today, and also to thank Ronald for the radio feature, which we'll be featuring a little bit later on today's program. Our 5 minutes of jingles on today's show features a station called Free Radio Rotterdam. Now, I must admit I know absolutely nothing about it, but they have quite good jingles. Then we hear the main ID from a station called North Midlands Radio. And then there's a fantastic promo for Laser is Back. You have to hear this to believe it. Turn up your radio when you hear this one. Laser is Back promo, well worth listening out for, and a terrific promo indeed, featuring Bill Mitchell on voiceover there. And we'll be ending off then our 5 minutes of jingles with a number of jingles from a station called Impact Radio. And the DJ ID there is Jeff Stewart. And they're all more or less recordings of old offshore jingles, but put together very, very well, I thought. So let's listen now together, you and me and the music, and of course our 5 minutes of jingles on the Free Radio Show.
Radio Rainbow International. Free Radio Rotterdam. Station, Free Radio Rotterdam.
Radio, broadcasting on 104.9 FM every Sunday. The mailing address is North Midlands Radio, 32 Victoria Road, Salisbury, Wiltshire. SP1 3NG.
Tomorrow's radio.
Radio Rainbow.
International.
Yes, well, I must admit, very, very impressed with the jingles there from Impact Radio, one of the many British free radio stations. I wonder are their programs as good as the jingles. Anyway, many thanks to free radio show listener Ronald McGill of Chesterfield Derby in England for sending us those jingles. And on our free radio show, 5 minutes of jingles today, you heard jingles from Free Radio Rotterdam, North Midlands Radio, the Laser Is Back promo. I told you it was good, wasn't it? Impact Radio, and hope you enjoyed that there. And a reminder indeed that we shall have more for you next week, same time, same place in your dial.
Broadcasting on 6240 kilohertz of the 48 meter European band. You're tuned to Radio Rainbow International, your number one music and information station.
And we're on AM, FM and shortwave today, AM 1521 kilohertz, FM locally, and of course our usual shortwave outlet on 6240 kilohertz. It's free radio show number 45, and we're going to feature now our radio feature. And once again, our radio feature is courtesy of Rainbow listener Ronald McGill of Haslan, Chesterfield, Derby. And the stations we're going to feature on today's show, London Free Radio Station, a short extract of a station called Santa Star, which was recorded on Christmas Day, 1986. 91.8 megahertz FM the station broadcast on, and the DJ there, Pete Simmons, and also Dave James. And then we end off our radio feature on today's show with a station called WJMK, and that's it, of course, a station in America, in Chicago, in actual fact. It's called Magic 104, recorded on the 14th of January, 1987, at Chicago's oldies station. And the DJ there is Stu Collins. Well worth listening to and well worth enjoying. So together, let's listen now to our free radio show, Radio Feature.
Turn on all his music.
Radio Rainbow International.
Fiction. Someone else do this, I'll get enough.
That was Fiction Fiction. And before
Twelfth
that.
Night.
Yes, and Twelfth Night. And before that, we cracked the big up. And now we're going to play something else.
Yes, this is Graham Kendrick. Honest.
Behind a burning barricade, see the terrorists, and throw the hand grenade. It's just a worldwide.
Standards around here are definitely dropping. I don't like the sound of this microphone at all, Steve Martin. Oh yes, now we're in the dark. Isn't that nice? I can see all the little green LEDs going up there. Uncle Steve?
Yes?
Come here.
Yes?
Can I hear myself off air? Oh, is it the headphones that are terribly, terribly bassy, or is the microphone terribly, terribly bassy?
Oh, it's all terribly, terribly bassy. Or you just get on.
What? I've got my fans to consider. That's Graham Kendrick, and God knows what's going on, followed, preceded by news at 10. Oh, there's another microphone which isn't plugged into anything. Well, that's very useful. Pete Simmons on Santa Star on Christmas Day. Here we go. We've given up completely on the phone line now. What is this person doing? We've got some more Graham Kendrick.
Bit of that.
Where is he? Have we got anything? I'll turn up and take one. I should hear someone else.
Yeah.
Well, you sound nice. Well,
it's a nice microphone.
Negatively, I don't mean you're nice personally. Yeah, I know Debbie obviously thought so.
We're not mentioning anything about that, will we? Yes. Thank you very much.
It's amazing, after Mark James is wearing an amazingly high-cut shirt today.
Well, I just can't imagine why, can you?
No, What's this? Oh, this is Renaissance.
The Blue Oyster Cult and Don't Fear the Reaper. Pete Simmons has chickened out once again, but go on, he wants to say something still there. No, I don't really think he wants to say anything at all. So it's back with Dave Jones for a little bit. Here's something from Don McLean and American Pie.
A long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. This will be the day that I die.
Right, we're going to have some Lou Reed now from the album Transformer, and this one's called Walk on the Wild Side.
Across USA, plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side.
International.
I don't want to see you again.
From the Prudential Building, Chicago's oldies station, WJMK.
Chicago's Magic 104.
It's a tough job, but anybody can do it. Good morning at 7 o'clock. I'm John Priester, Magic 104 News. Testimony continues in the Operation Greylord trial of Judge Raymond Sedini, and it's come to light that the judge would sometimes decide not to show up for an early court call the morning after he'd been out drinking half the night. The judge's former deputy said Sedini would have a court sergeant sit in as judge in his place, while he, Sedini, spent the morning sleeping off a hangover. Southside Alderman Perry Hutchinson is calling for a 90-day break in the law banning new handgun registration for Chicago residents. Hutchinson opposes the restrictions, saying homeowners are living in fear of guns-toting gang members and criminals who can easily get the guns. The alderman plans to propose relaxing handgun controls for 90 days every 4 years so that homeowners can arm themselves as a last line of defense against the bad guys. Jane Byrne is in more trouble with the Hispanic community this morning. In her remarks at a news conference yesterday to declare her fight against drugs, Alderman Luis Gutierrez said Byrne insulted Hispanics by including Puerto Ricans on a list of aliens she says have migrated or immigrated to Chicago since the 1980 census. Byrne's campaign director is denying the statement. Joe Picor says Gutierrez is trying to hurt Byrne's chances among the pivotal Hispanic voting bloc. Mayor Washington, meanwhile, denied Byrne's claim that he laid off police officers since he's been in office. The mayor also criticized Byrne's drug war, saying his drug war has been successful. It is well known and making advances both in drug prevention and drug-related arrests. A battle is brewing in the 44th Ward, where incumbent alderman Bernard Hansen faces stiff competition from gay rights activist Dr. Ron Sable. He was strongly critical of Hansen's alignment with the Fredoniak block of city council and describes how he will be different and a far better alderman.
I support a strong strong ethics ordinance. Unlike Bernie Hansen and Edward Oleak, who sponsored a watered-down ethics ordinance which would allow many of the worst abuses to continue, I will support the strongest possible ethics bill.
Television evangelist Oral Roberts is about to have his program yanked off the air by several TV stations for begging viewers to send in donations so that God won't make him die by March. Roger Young is the TV program director and says he's going to be watching Roberts closely.
I really don't think he'll use that approach again in his program when you're on our station, but I'll certainly be screening him for the next couple of weeks to see if he is in fact holding to what he said he would do.
Roberts is trying to raise money, rather, for a special project at his complex in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Can't remember offhand whether it's a school or medical facility of some sort.
It's a university and a medical school.
Yes, university and a medical school, that's it. This week's food scare comes from the Gerber Baby Food Company. They are the latest recipients of one of those anonymous letters from Gary, this one the 10th, claiming that jars of Gerber baby food and also cartons of Minute Maid orange juice have been poisoned. Minute Maid orange juice in 1 gallon cartons is being pulled from shelves of Eagle stores in the Chicago area. Gerber has asked that all 4.5 ounce jars of their baby food be pulled for examination. In sports, Chicago teams had the night off last night. Tonight it'll be the Blackhawks on the ice against Jersey, and tomorrow night the Bulls get back in action. Now let's check traffic. Here's Adrian.
And John, the South Shore train due downtown at 6:38 has struck a pedestrian in Gary. That train and others behind it will be delayed an hour or more. The Edens right now outbound at Dempster in earlier crash. Inbound slows from Lake to Dempster, Cicero to the junction. 30 minutes Lake Cook to Montrose, 15 from Dempster on in. The Kennedy 30 O'Hare to downtown, 15 from Montrose, 10 minutes and the Express. The Ike delayed Wolf to First, 40 minutes Route 53 to the post office, 25 from Mannheim. The Stevenson tied up Harlem to the Ryan, 40 minutes to Tri-State to Lakeshore Drive, 30 from Harlem. The Ryan is heavy into 71st and 31st to Roosevelt. 95th to downtown takes 30 minutes. Lakeshore Drive is moving with ease. The Tri-State slows at 83rd Ogden into Cermak. With Cellular One traffic, I'm Adrian St. James. Magic 104, Chicagoland weather after this.
Peter Allen, famous singer, songwriter, dancer, and entertainer extraordinaire, is coming to Chicago. Peter Allen will perform at the legendary Radio City Music Hall Rockettes at the Chicago Theater January 20th through 25th only. Peter Allen has written many popular favorites, such as award-winning Arthur's theme, I Honestly Love You, Don't Cry Out Loud, and the recent number one hit, I Go to Rio. See why Peter Allen has been called the greatest performer of our time when he pulls out all the stops as he sings and struts with incredible energy. His performance has dazzled audiences around the world. The Radio City Music Hall Rockettes bring back the days of glitter and glamour and will make you want to get up and dance. Don't miss this exciting entertainment event live on stage at the Chicago Theater January 20th through 25th only. Tickets at the box office, Ticketron, or call 853-3636. That's 853-3636 for Peter Allen. Peter Allen is welcomed by American Airlines. Something special in the air.
Magic 104 Chicagoland weather, partly sunny, a good day in store, the high 45. 37 on the lakefront and at O'Hare right now, 35 at Midway, the humidity falling back to 85%. I'm John Priester, Magic 104 News Time 7:05, and speaking of something special in the air.
Well,
yes. No, I'm talking about us.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Hey, you know, you mentioned Oral Roberts University in Tulsa. They have a lousy basketball team.
Yes.
You heard about the team?
Yes, I know.
Yeah, every time somebody takes a shot, the hole in the hoop heals up and they just can't score. Terrible problem they have over there.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can.
Magic 104, Dave Clark 5, catch us if you can. Good morning, Sue Collins at 7:08.
Tonight we met eye to eye. Needed to know. And if I had to spin, I never would.
Magic 104, The Ronettes, and Be My Baby, 710, it's 10 minutes after 7, from Chicago's oldie station, Magic 104. Nice day coming up. Mike Spiel has the forecast from Omni Weather. That's coming up next.
You've been cold long enough. Sure, you wanted your own maple fur coat, rich and soft, warm, luxurious mink, or coyote, lynx, beaver, or some other fabulous fur. A coat superbly crafted as only maple furriers of Oak Park can create. You wanted one, doesn't everyone? But you wanted it at an impossible price. So you waited and waited, and now comes the payoff. During Maple's January clearance sale, most furs are on sale for 50 to 60% off. Unheard of price reduction on most of Chicago's very finest and one of its largest collections. Imagine a maple fur coat for less than half price. It only happens once a year. Hurry in while the selection is the largest. If you've waited until now to make maple your furrier, you can come in from the cold. Save 50 to 60% now at Maple Furrier, located exclusively on the Oak Park Mall. Maple Furriers is open Sunday.
7-Eleven at Magic 104. Time for the weather. Mike Spiel is here. And you talk about the big chill. I guess it's coming back in town, huh?
Exactly right, although I think the real brunt of the cold we felt out to the west of us from the Dakotas southward into the southern plain states, but nevertheless, we'll see temperatures turning colder for the upcoming period, a lot more representative of the season for sure. But another spring-like day for Chicago today. We'll look for partly cloudy, pleasantly warm conditions, about 45 for the high. Currently it's 37 O'Hare, 35 Midway, downtown 37, southwest wind at 6. I'm meteorologist Mike Spiel for Magic 104.
If you would melt this snow like you're supposed to, we get out and play some golf, Mike.
It's just about gone. They're only calling for 1 inch on the ground at O'Hare this morning.
Oh, really?
That's it.
Well,
going quick, except in the shady areas.
Okay. Well, thank you for that insight. I appreciate it. Talk to you in about 25 minutes. Adrian St. James in traffic is coming up next on Magic 104.
Someone told me long. There's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water.
Magic 104, that's Paul Anka and Diana. Good morning. 7:19, 19 after 7.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown.
Turn on all hit music.
Radio Rainbow International.
Something for everyone, that's our motto on the free radio show here on Radio Rainbow International. Hope you've enjoyed our radio feature today, featuring London free radio station Santa Star, recorded on Christmas Day 1986, 91.8 megahertz FM, and the DJs were Pete Simmons and also Dave James. And we also played you Magic 104, WJMK, recorded on the 14th of January 1987, recorded in Chicago, USA, Chicago's oldest station, and the DJ there, Stu Collins. Hope you enjoy that. Quick reminder, you're in tune with Radio Rainbow International on 1521 kHz AM, FM locally, and also on shortwave on 6240 kHz. It's Kieran Murray. It's the free radio show number 45, and we have our news desk after this.
The closer you get, the better you look, baby. The better you look, the more I want you. When you turn on your smile, touch me, baby. The deeper your touch, the more you thrill me. You hold me, baby. The stronger you hold, the more I need you. With every passing day, I love you more in every way. I'm in love to stay, and I wanna say, I get love.
Gallico, and I've just dropped into, well, no, I haven't actually dropped in. I walked in on my own 2 feet, and they are my own, fully paid for, to tell you about the absolutely amazing selection of free radio merchandise available from Anorex UK. Well, not exactly free. I mean, the radio is free, but the merchandise isn't. Anyway, they've got an unbelievable selection of goodies on offer. Well, not completely unbelievable. I mean, I believe it. Well, it's magazines, books, records, posters, photographs, car stickers and sun visors, perspiration shirts, T-shirts, coffee shirts, videos, aerials and tapes, including Bob's Brecky Bits. Who? But seriously, folks, if you're into free radio, you really ought to send off today for their free catalog to NRX UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, England. You don't even have to send an SAE. Is there no end to their generosity? That's NRX UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, England. By the way, their weekly report newsletter is something else. Ah, purple-spotted grommet? No. Hand-knitted bicycle? No. I give up. What is it?
Radio Rainbow International.
And welcome back. You're in tune, as I said, with Radio Rainbow International, 6240 kilohertz in the 48-meter band shortwave. We're also broadcasting on the medium wave band on 1521 kilohertz to listeners in the northeast coast of Ireland and also on the west coast of Britain, so a very good day to all our listeners there. And also broadcasting locally on VHF FM band. Now it's time for our free radio show news desk, and before we bring you this week's news, quite a lot of news indeed to catch up, let me remind you that we are looking for news, free radio news, from you, the listeners, to Radio Rainbow International. And our mailing address, if you have pen and paper ready, you have, here is the address. It's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore. And Moneymore is spelled M-O-N-E-Y-M-O-R-E. Moneymore, Drogheda. Drogheda spelled D-R-O-G-H-E-D-A. Drogheda, County Louth, L-O-U-T-H, Louth in Ireland. Looking forward to be receiving your reception reports, and also if you want to send us in some free radio news and some recordings for featuring on our program. 5 minutes of jingles are indeed for radio station features. Rare recordings we'd be interested in. And when you are sending us tape recordings, please would you state whether you wish to have the tapes returned to you or not. If you do want them returned, please enclose return postage. Okay, and the same goes, by the way, for reception reports as well. We must have return postage. Now, in we go to our free radio show news desk for this week. And the first bit of information we have here is regarding Boyneside Radio in Drogheda. And we can tell you that Boyneside Radio have installed a new transmitter on the main medium wave frequency of 1305 kilohertz. The work was carried out on Tuesday week last, and a standby transmitter was used for most of the day, which resulted in a somewhat weaker signal until 1700 hours. And whilst the work was being done, Ian Scott stood in on Heady Eddie's afternoon show. Now we're going to move cross-channel now, and I'm quoting this actually from the Anorak's weekly report, and two interesting items from it. First off, regarding land-based stations in Britain, and particularly in the Liverpool Merseyside area. Word from Radio Julie says, with regard to a recent raid which took place at 1950 hours on Sunday the 15th of February 1987 by six officials from the DTI, including the infamous Gordon Yates, they confiscated the aerial transmitter, RF amplifier, stereo encoder, two radio cassette players, amplifier, two speakers, two record players, two tape decks, mixer, echo unit, graphic equalizer, microphone, and a large haul of records and tapes. They also tried to take the television, which was connected to the amplifier. Radio Julie used to have the DJs on tape, but since the station returned, all the lads have had to do their shows live. We hope to return soon, it says, within the next 4 weeks on low power on 104.8 FM and on medium wave 1344 kilohertz to 21 meters. So that's the situation there. Regarding Radio Julie, we wish them the very, very best of luck, and it's rather unfortunate to be operating under circumstances like that, but there you go, it's just the luck of the draw, isn't it? Now, some more news regarding shortwave. This time, it's some bad news, unfortunately. At approximately 11:20 on Tuesday week last, a station called Radio Orion was raided by seven members of the DTI in Britain, along with a police constable. The usual transmitting gear and cassette machine was taken, plus some items not involved in the broadcasts. The visitors were not particularly pleasant, we're told, and came fully armed with the appropriate warrants. The operators fully intend seeking legal advice in order to retrieve items unlawfully taken. The station had only just celebrated 1 year on the air, and although it broadcast 7 days per week, it was generally thought within the station that the weekend broadcasts were the only ones widely listened to. It says they hope to return, but only on Sunday mornings in future, and indeed we here at Radio Rainbow International wish them the very best of luck with that. That's the details there regarding Radio Orion, an English free radio station which were unfortunately raided there on Tuesday week last, and we send our condolences there. Now, as I'm sure all the listeners in Britain probably know by now, the British government published a consultative document called Radio Choices and Opportunities, which outlines the government's proposals for the future of sound broadcasting in Great Britain. The document offers a wide range of sweeping changes to the industry in Britain. Now Radio Newsletters editor and reporters attended the Home Office Secretary's press conference and spoke to the various interested parties, analysed the green paper, and present their initial report on the publication. Now the green paper proposals are as follows. The main points are three new national commercial radio services for Britain. No selling off of BBC Radios 1 and 2, hundreds of new commercial community stations, an end of simulcasting of BBC and ILR services, no change to existing BBC services will be imposed by the government, BBC to decide its own policies, deregulation of programming and technical standards of ILR in Britain, and light touch regulation of all radio in future. And finally, public service broadcasting will remain in BBC responsibility. Those are the main points of the British government's consultative document on radio. If you want to get further details about that, or indeed if you want to read a full and comprehensive British white paper, we're going to move now to another item which appeared in a publication. In fact, this appeared in the Evening Star newspaper in Britain on Wednesday, March 4th, and I'll just read the item to you now. It says, teething problems have being suffered by the new pop pirate radio station Radio Laser will be solved within the next few weeks, its bosses have predicted. Laser, broadcasting from a ship anchored off the Essex coast, has been plagued with technical problems since its relaunch at the end of last year. The problems have meant the station's transmission power has been drastically reduced, and this has meant lengthy spells off the air completely. The work should take about 3 weeks to complete, and then we should be back on full power again, said the spokesman for Radio Laser Hot Hits. However, DTI officials have made it clear that they are not happy about the new Laser's presence and have hinted that they will be prepared to take action against the pirates. Laser's return to the airwaves came a little over a year after a lengthy and expensive DTI blockade of the original station eventually led the communicator limping into port. But the ship was sold and refitted in the River Stour off Ireton at the end of last year and sailed out to Harwich Harbour to start broadcasting again. Have we time for one more item of news? We have. Right. A quick glance at the news situation free radio-wise in Ireland. We can tell you that the stations in Dublin are all giving away lots and lots of money in a massive effort to try and get listeners. A newsreader on Energy 103 has decided to make his departure of Energy 103 and has joined RTE Radio 2, the national station. Radio Carousel in Dundalk are back on the air on 1125 kilohertz medium wave, and that is a relay of the 1260 outlet, which is Radio Carousel Northern Ireland. Other news for you, we can tell you that Radio West in Mullingar, and good afternoon indeed to Sean Coyne, who may be listening to us this morning. Radio West have increased power on 702 kilohertz medium wave, quite a good signal indeed all over the country, and as they say, almost nationwide. In County Wicklow, we can tell you that WLCB, that's Wicklow Local Community Broadcasting, is back on the air again on 1602 kilohertz. They were off the air for a while, but are back on the air again. In County Sligo, we can tell you that there's a station called West Coast Radio, which was on the air and off the air for a while, but is now back on the air again, but they still have their offices at 5 High Street in Sligo. So that's the situation radio-wise. A quick glance at the shortwave situation. Not too much happening, I'm afraid. Apparently the conditions have been very, very bad, and one of the main reasons why Rainbow left the air just before Christmas was the fact that the reception and conditions were so bad on shortwave. We're keeping our fingers crossed that conditions are good today. If they are, be sure and write and let us know. Our mailing address, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. That's Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. That's our mailing address. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you. And don't forget, if you have any good quality cassette recordings of interest you might think to our listeners, either good quality offshore recordings or of your local free radio station, or indeed jingles which you'd like us to feature on our 5 minutes of jingles, send them along to us. And don't forget to enclose return postage if you wish to have the tape returned to you. Okay? Good. Right. Coming around again, it comes to you from Carly Simon. Sorry we had to chop that, but we have run out of time for free radio show number 45 here on Radio Rainbow International. If you've been with us for the past hour or so, thank you for joining us. As I'm sure you would have gathered by now, we're on at a new time between midday and 1. That's between 12 and 1300 hours, and that's our new time from now on. Have yourselves a good week. I'll be back at you next week, same time, same place in your dial. Till then, from me, Kieran Murray, it's a very good day to you.